Good afternoon, Shadow Hills. Well, it is my pleasure to bring back an old friend, a person we haven't gotten together with in quite a while. We're so lucky here at Shadow Hills, we actually have a director of fun, someone whose job it is to make sure that we're living our best lives around here. That person is Connie King. Connie, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you very much, Bob, and I think you coined that phrase when we did our very first podcast, and I've tried to live up to it.
Could it be 6 years ago?
Wow, yes, it'll be 6 years. November 7th, it'll be 6 years. So hopefully I've lived up to that name.
Indeed, indeed. Well, what do you have in store for us?
Well, Bob, we just wanted to clarify a couple of things. We have put out some activities and events, and I wanted to make sure that the community was clear on the direction that we were going. For instance, we have added a concert under the stars. That particular event is a free event. It's entertainment, and there may be a couple of few surprises with snacks. We will have Shadow's Bar there. It's going to be on the patio area where the Montecito is, and you are more than welcome to bring your lawn chairs because we will be using some of that patio area for a dance area. So we hope to see you there. The question and the clarification is, we will alternate between the Montecito Clubhouse and the Santa Rosa Clubhouse. Santa Rosa Clubhouse, we will keep that as our music to my ears, since most of our residents are accustomed with the music to my ears. It's still the same or similar format. It's just that it's going to be in two different locations, and we just wanted to make a distinction in terms of the location. Both of those are starting at 7 p.m. in the evening, so we're hoping that it will cool down a bit. But if you're interested, we did not have you to sign up. It is one of those events that you just show up. And we hope that you enjoy the festivities.
Okay, and May 26th is this Thursday night.
Yes, it's this Thursday night.
Okay.
And Bob, in June, we have quite a few activities that's going to be taking place in June. First and foremost, we will be honoring and saying thank you to the fathers or the father figures in our community. We have our Shredded Day. We have Music to My Ears, as I indicated. And we're really excited because one of the Age Well Drive Smart is one of our new programs that we have injected into our educational program. So the Indio Highway Patrol will be putting on that particular class, and that will be taking place on June 28th in the Montecito. All this information is either on Eventbrite, or you can stop by the Santa Rosa Clubhouse or the Montecito Clubhouse and pick up a flyer, or you can call us and inquire about it. The one thing with the Age Well Drive Smart, we encourage you to check with your insurance companies, because some of the insurance companies will give you a discount up to 25%. The caveat with that is that it has to be whoever is on the policy attending the class. So if there's a husband and wife, or if there's a spouse or a partner, and both of you guys are on the same policy, both of you will have to attend the class in order to take advantage of that discount. Most insurance companies, but not all, so we urge you prior to attending and signing up for the class to make sure that your particular insurance company takes advantage of the certificate program that's offered by the Highway Patrol.
I see. And I know the 4th of July is coming up, and we usually have something special planned.
Yeah, and this year we're going to do it a little bit different. We're combining a couple of things to make it a family fun day. So we do have a schedule of activities. We know that last year the golf cart parade was very popular. That was organized by John, our president, and I know so many of the homeowners really enjoyed that. So we're doing the same thing. We're from 10 to 11. We're going to have the golf cart parade. Everyone will end up back here at the Montecito. Now, it's important for you to know we will have a bar. So Shadows will be here at 11 o'clock from 11 to 4 with the bar. This year, what we would like to do is have you to invite your family and your friends. We have a couple of our clubs, like the Paper Crafters, who have volunteered their time to work on different projects for the kids. We also, the board approved yesterday that we can change the swim hours to accommodate children. So we want to make it a family event. And we had talked about even afterwards. I know that some of the homeowners like the fireworks, so they may be heading over to Fantasy Springs. Mm-hmm. But again, we do have a menu. The catering this year will be done by Thomas Catering. They are an outside caterer, and they will be on hand. We've used them before, and we hope that to everyone's delight, that they will also enjoy the festivities. So when you sign up, and you have to sign up to make sure that you can participate in the luncheon part of it, there is a button for children under five. If children under five can eat free, please check that button. Any other children five and older, they will have to pay the fee. And we're looking at $12 right now for the luncheon.
Okay, and I know there's a lot of new residents here, and I define new as people who were not here before the COVID lockdown.
Correct.
And, I mean, last year there was an event, but there were problems with it. Where this is, we're back to full scale, and this really is a lot of fun, and if you're thinking about it at all, jump in. This is one of the highlights of the year.
And you can definitely sign up through Eventbrite online. If you have any challenges or any issues with it, please contact the front desk and we can walk you through it. Or you can come and visit us and we can take care of it, take care of you right there at the front desk.
Okay. And then?
And then we continue on. We do have a new homeowners orientation that is scheduled for July the 14th. Matter of fact, I think we had some information that went out that said it was the 8th, but it's actually the 14th. And Bob, like what we did last year, and it was so successful, we invited the committees and the clubs and the groups to attend this particular event. So we had an expo after the new homeowner orientation. Mm-hmm. And what it did, it gave the new homeowners an opportunity to meet all these wonderful clubs that they may not have had a chance to. We still have quite a few of our population, our residents, that are still working. Mm-hmm. And some of them have not had their opportunity to either meet or attend. So we're trying to do something in which we can expose those wonderful clubs.
That's really nice of that. I attended that as a member of the VIEW committee last time, and we got a lot of good feedback, and it was nice that the residents could put some faces with the names.
Right, and I know that a couple of the clubs had even contacted us and said they had quite a few new signups as a result of that. So that's the goal, is to match our residents with our clubs and our committees. And I know some of the committees are looking for some of the members also.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Hopefully this is another, a way that we can...
Yeah, so if you're looking to get involved, here's a way that you can discuss what actually these committees do before you commit.
Exactly. Then we have our film festival, and that's going to be a two-day event. That's July 16th and July 17th. And believe it or not, our July 19th Laguna Beach trip is almost sold out. As I'm speaking, it may have been sold out right about now. So I know we had a few spots left. So if you're interested, a day at the beach
and
the Laguna.
The Pageant of the Masters is wonderful.
Yeah, well, you know what? We didn't do the Pageant of the Masters this time. What we're doing is just a beach trip.
I see.
And then if people want to sign up and participate for the Sawdust Festival, they can do that on their own. Our residents just enjoy packing up their baskets and laying out their blankets and enjoying the beach.
Got it.
August 4th, we will be heading to the races. So we are going to Del Mar on August the 4th, and we discussed some other things in our meeting this morning. And it's not until we actually get commitments, get contracts signed, those kind of things that we announce those other things. So I'm going to hold off on advertising some of the other information that we're going to have in the month of August. But the month of August is going to be quite exciting as well.
Good. Well, we need activities in the hot months. It's easy to just wilt away indoors.
One of the things that we're really excited about, the board just approved yesterday, we will be going to Laughlin for 3 days and two nights, September the 20th, the 21st, and the 22nd. And more details are to follow. We should have that up on Eventbrite tomorrow. So we will have the flyer and the capability for you to sign up for that event also. A lot of our homeowners enjoy the day trips. So our day trips have been very successful in terms of our participation. But those are our travelers.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're saying, okay, now that we've opened up some things, you know, can we do a couple of things away from the community? So this will be our first one out of the gate since, 2019, I think it was.
Yeah.
So we're very excited about that as well.
Okay. So is there more?
Oh, of course there's more, Bob. As I indicated, October the 14th will be our new homeowners orientation. We are having our parking lot sale on October the 22nd. Now, here's a new fun twist. We have our outdoor concert, and the band that will be playing is Strange Days. Normally, we do a Halloween or a spooktacular or a monster mash dance on Halloween, but this year, we're going to combine the two. Strange Days and costumes.
Ah.
So you will be more than welcome to wear your favorite costume or your new costume or your costume just in general. And we will combine those two, and hopefully we'll have some spooky kind of drinks there that Shadows can provide for us, and just sit back and enjoy the concert.
Great.
I have one more thing that I want to add. We have just finalized our concert series for 2023, and oh my goodness, we have a lineup for you. And again, we are working on the Save the Date flyer now. So please, if you have not signed up for the e-blast, please sign up for the e-blast. If you haven't signed up or registered for Eventbrite, please do so, because this lineup for 2023 is just amazing.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about what's going to happen. And for the audience, until next time, bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Bob. Appreciate it.